everything with this invitation, this name. First and foremost, like you just heard, sermons are always begun with this name on our lips. Likewise, when we kneel down to pray and say our prayers, we begin by saying this name. The invocation of this name are the first words we hear in Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I will go unto the altar of God. I do not go of my own accord, but it is in this name that I go. Also, the forms for the administration of the sacraments are said in this name, and it is only in and through this name that they have power. In this name, it marks the beginning of our spiritual life at baptism. And likewise, they are the last words that we hear before our soul leaves the body. The priest gives the apostolic blessing and sacrament of extreme unction, and the Holy Father to the Spirit of Sanctity. When our sins are absolved, the priest likewise says these words, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Not in the priest's own name, but in the name of the one who gives them that power. And I want to preface these next few thoughts on the Most Holy Trinity with something that will ease our limited intellects when trying to understand this great mystery of our faith. And that is, well, when trying to grow in towards a better understanding of the mysteries of our faith, we must remember that the whole point of a mystery is that we cannot know everything about it. The Trinity is a mystery. But mystery doesn't mean that we can't know anything about it. It just means that our simple human intellect cannot comprehend everything. And this is okay. We come to a better understanding of a mystery by understanding what a mystery is not. And this is because we cannot fully comprehend what it is. So just listen closely for the words is and is not or cannot. So, with this in mind, concerning the Divine Trinity. First, it is God's holy will that we know Him personally, as He truly is, just in a limited way according to our capacity. God is a personal God. God is not an idea floating around somewhere, a mere concept, whereas the pagans like to say, a force or a spiritual power. As humans, we cannot love a concept. We love persons. And we were created to love God. So God is personal. And as we know, there are three divine persons. And the three persons of the Trinity are truly distinct persons. But these persons cannot be separated. One God and three divine persons. And have you ever noticed that we do not say in the names of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Likewise, we don't say in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Likewise, we would never say, in the name of the Trinity. There is obviously the reason for this. The word Trinity does not mean just three. Trinity means three in one. And not one plus one equals one plus one equals three. And not 2 plus 1 equals 3, but 1 equals 3 and 3 equals 1. Once again, this is a mystery. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, one God, three divine persons, one God. And it is quite interesting, but it is a fact that the word Trinity is not found anywhere in the Bible. And though we grow up knowing about the Trinity, of course, because we are taught this in our catechism, you may be saying to yourself, if the word Trinity does not exist in the Bible, then how do we know about the Trinity? And the correct response to that is, well, the word Trinity cannot be found in the Bible, but the truth of the Trinity can. We see the first instance of this in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And God said, let us make man to our image and likeness. Moses was inspired to write this. Likewise, Moses used a plural word for God in Hebrew, of course. But this word, this name, which was Elohim, was always used in conjunction with singular verbs. Also in the book of Isaiah, we read, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of his glory. God is called holy three times. And it is with this scriptural quote from the prophet Isaiah that I want to give you some final thoughts to help you grow in your devotion to the Most Holy Trinity. Holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of his glory. On earth we see around us, if we take the time to look, that God has created in his infinite wisdom and love images around us, created to remind us of the depth and beauty of the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. And these things are pretty incredible. But they make us think what must be the incredible depth and the beauty of God. That's their purpose. The use of three in the world around us, it's almost overwhelmingly apparent. Just a few examples, there are three primary colors which compose light, three notes in a musical chord, which produces a harmony. Time is composed of past, present, and future. There are three theological virtues, and there are three aged spiritual life. And we could go on and on with this, especially in the life of our Lord, three comes up everywhere. And most importantly, we were created in the image and likeness of God. Our souls are one, but our souls have three distinct powers. Memory, understanding, and will. And let us use these three powers that we have that are given to us to grow in our understanding and grow in our love for the Most Holy Trinity. Let us recall these wonderful thoughts of the Most Holy Trinity. And this will cause our understanding to grow. And then with a greater understanding, we will perform more acts of love for God. Let us grow in our love for this mystery. This mystery is God himself, after all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And something that we can practically do to recall the gravity of this mystery into our memory is that when we make the sign of the cross, let us, when we start our prayers, when we wake up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, anytime we make the sign of the cross, when we say these words, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us say these names slowly. Or I should say, let us say this name slowly. Thinking, and therefore we briefly meditate upon these names, on the name which we are invoking, because this name is not just any name, but this is the name of our Creator, our Savior, and our Sanctifier. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.